not study the teachings carefully. It's only one idea, all about everything.
Wrong ideas of samatha, or practicing calm meditation, makes people happy, but it's just happy with attachment, and it's not a happiness that's going to last. It's just going to lead people deeper into wrong understanding.
And ignorance.
But what if it lasts? What if it was in heaven? Is it any good?
Even a word like light needs a lot of considering and reflection when one reads it.
But I'll go back to Japan tomorrow, and I don't know if I'll continue doing the kind of meditation I did that does, in fact, end up with perception of light as it happens. And before I discovered the Dhamma, I was what we call we had a new age kind of,
having accumulated the understanding about realities at that moment, there can be conditions for understanding that moment as just moment of experiencing whatever it is.
Just thinking about light.
And unexpectedly too, because it depends on conditions, not at anyone's will at all. Be confident on understanding.
Thank you. I like that.
When you said, talking about light, that, you know, when I said, why light, not visible object, and you said, because they don't understand Dharma, so they think that it is light that is appearing. So wouldn't that almost be an example of a wrong understanding, conditioning calm at that moment?
It depends whether there is attachment or understanding from the very beginning. For example, one who doesn't have any understanding of kusala and akusala at all, just want to have light as object. So it's attachment.
I mean, just saying there is light, is that wrong understanding?
There is light, but it's not just light that is
right,
appearing.
But it's with that perception. In this case, it's...
It can be with right or wrong understanding.
Yeah.
Now you said be confident on understanding, and I'll be attached to that, and I'll think about that with attachment. Now, is that confidence that's all about lobha going to block?
So understanding then is not enough.
Hence the idea of there's only the present moment. Because if you have a problem with a particular idea, if you're saying that being attached to whatever you heard anew, attached to that even, still, that moment can be known. That moment can be known.
In order to eliminate attachment, there's only one moment of understanding. From moment to moment.
The kalapas of the table and just the...
Nimitta.
The nimitta. Yeah. The one moment of understanding.
You said that nimitta is used in different contexts, but the meaning's the same. But, for example, if it is the nimitta of light or the kasina, this is the nimitta of concept, whereas the other one, now we're talking about nimitta of sankhara dharmas, but the meaning, the sign, is just the same in the different contexts, just that it is the nimitta of either concept or reality. This is great.
It depends on understanding, because even its concept, there can be understanding that it's concept.
In the moment of, I said, kalapa on the table, I meant the space you mentioned, understanding as similar to just that one small space in all that moha, and just a small opening of understanding. Can we really accept that there can only be a few small openings of understanding?
When there's no understanding, there is attachment. So how to know whether it's understanding or attachment? When there is no understanding, it's attachment.
Mm. When there's a resistance, the unwillingness to accept, that's indication of attachment. And when there's understanding, there's detachment.
You mentioned that your meditation ends in light, and actually on our points that we discussed the other day, I got a note that you mentioned asubha breath light. Is there anything you'd like?
Asubha breath light? Did I mention the connection between asubha and light?
Breath, I don't know.
But I thought that asubha contemplation would help me because I have a strong tendency towards lust. But I don't think I said anything about a connection between asubha and light.
They may have been different. They were just quick jottings.
Yeah.
So maybe on the asubha, because this is your chance, maybe it's good to bring that one up.
There haven't been conditions for pursuing asubha contemplation, so it really hasn't come about yet. But I've read, of course, that for people who feel that lust is the dominant akusala for them, that asubha is recommended.
Asubha is foulness of the body.
Okay.
Buddhists have it.
Mm. And we may be right or wrong about us. We do tend to come to a conclusion about our own accumulations.
Sure.
But one thing is for sure, there's a lot of ignorance. And the only cure for that
is
understanding.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, okay, I like that. That's for sure.
I'd like to ask you, so you said who doesn't have it? You mean who doesn't have foul body or foulness of the body?
No, lust.
Lust. Oh, who doesn't have lust?
Who?
Anagami.
Anagami.
Oh, yes.
And if, as it seems, that some people have more lust than others, this is just our thinking about it.
It's the pain on accumulation. And right understanding can understand that it's not self in order to have no lust. Mm. Not just have no lust and then become a sotapanna.
What Phil's question was, what about reflection on asubha
in order to have less? It depends on conditions. Thinking about it, it's only bring calmness, not right understanding of reality. So the four satipatthana, mahasatipatthana, the awareness of body can condition less lust. But in the sense of what? Because of the four vipalasa, not like we think. Because the four vipalasa is the sanya vipalasa, citta vipalasa, supa vipalasa, and atta vipalasa. So supa vipalasa, as long as it's something, it's nice to get. It's nice to have. But when it's the experiencing of the arising and falling away, it can bring less clinging by seeing that it is not as pleasant as before because of its arising and falling away. And it will bring the absolute eradication of lust, not just trying to have less without understanding of the nature of it.
Ditti vipalasa has to be eradicated first. Mm-hmm.
So what's meant by courageous is to be courageous to understand reality no matter what it is as just a reality. Otherwise the self try to avoid, which is the avoiding of the progress of panya.
But I guess there can be understanding of moments when we do,
as you said, understand that it's not.
Usually
as
we think ahead. Mm. Always I will do or that should be done or something like that. No understanding of what is now appearing. That's why when we talk about each reality which appears now to be known, like seeing and visible object. Otherwise it brings once away from this moment to different thoughts about this and that and think that it's helpful. But without the understanding of reality right now, there will be no condition for becoming enlightened. Because not knowing whatever appears.
I'm just thinking now why I think lust is harmful, and I'm just thinking that it takes us away from the present moment. The objects of lust are
because of the self,
very powerful.
Because the idea of I, without it, it's just a reality.
Mm. Can't they be thinking without the idea of I? Thinking,
okay, thinking is not self. Everything is not self. This is the point of the development of right understanding from the very beginning. Otherwise, there's no way to eradicate any defilements. Before that, there must be right understanding of everything which appears as a conditioned reality.
Because it can be known as just another Dharma, but if it's taken for being oneself or one's lust, then there's no understanding of it as a Dharma.
Right, but I thought the idea being expressed was that the long train of thoughts that happens, conditioned by lust, it happens because there's the idea of self.
Not necessarily just that, strong attachment.
Strong
but
attachment.
That can be known.
No,
yeah.
I thought I heard that.
So the best thing is to understand reality, which appears as a conditioned reality.
But until there are conditions for that kind of understanding, something like lust, for example, or dosa, will sweep us away into these proliferations.
There is the clinging to the self so much that one tries the other way, not to understand it as a reality.
I think it's a little bit like the sila issue. Phil would say, what about if there's no understanding of the lust or the dosa as a reality? What about as a temporary break, just having some reflection on a subha or something like this?
And lopa is the spaces in between kalapa. And only panya can understand lopa. Whenever there is panya, there is no lopa. But when there is no panya, lopa is there. Different levels.
I find myself wondering whether the story of oneself, the love of oneself, there's the sort of acknowledging, yep, there's a lot of lopa, a lot of attachment to self, etc. If one gets so entrenched in that, it can be difficult to appreciate and learn to understand the nature of dhammas. If there's a lot of attachment to that story, and you know, we all have stories about ourselves. But, you know, I've heard you mention this a number of times, and it is an acknowledgement and an honest acknowledgement. But I think hearing the Dhamma will hopefully lead to conditions where one will not think so much about my story, but individual moments arising.
So I'm very grateful to be listening today. You see, Ajahn, I'm a writer. I write stories and novels, mm-hmm. So I think that tendency leads to writing stories about myself. Everybody does it, of course. Everybody does it, but there's accumulations. And what's the word you use for people's
vasanas
or whatever? But that's why I feel definitely, Anne, like just being able to listen today and yesterday and in the future is going to help me a lot.
Ajahn, just a short question about courage. Is courage a jetasika?
Virya.
Oh, like energy.
Yes.
Oh,
an aspect of energy.
But Konsuchin will say more, I'm sure.
Well, I was going to ask you, does it condition understanding? Is it a condition for understanding when you talk about courage in the way that you've been talking? I'm asking you to clarify that.
Without the understanding, intellectual understanding, can it bring about the understanding?
No.
So it's also wrong and right, virya too. Kusala and akusala virya. When one is trying so hard not to understand reality, but try to save oneself from akusala, it's great virya too, but not the right virya of the path at all.
When one focuses on the light, there's great virya too.
Is it not not the case that as understanding grows, right effort too.
Do we have to mind about it? Because it does not arise only with the 16 ahetuka, the citta without roots, that's all. The 10 seeing, hearing, smelling, kusala vipaka and akusala vipaka, and the other ahetuka citta. So even thinking or sleepy, that's it.
you were saying earlier people are very, yeah. You know, like even Thai friends, people are very, very concerned about virya and making an effort all the time.
So it's the self who's trying to have virya, not knowing that it's virya already, no one can make it arise at all. Can anyone condition virya to arise? To make it up? Impossible.
I remember you asking that question in a talk I listened to, and you said, ask that question, you know, see if people understand the teaching or not. And I've actually thought about that many times, and I thought, well, I would answer that question by saying, reflecting on the 8 conditions for Samvega, the 8 factors, old age, illness, death, I would reflect on that, is what my answer would be.
But actually, it's the virya.
I would not say you. that would give a good chance of conditioning or causing or supporting virya.
Yeah, but at that moment, there's virya too.
Yeah. So. Okay. That's your point.
We think we're reflecting on them to condition virya, but it's virya at that moment of reflecting.
So it's there almost all the time. No need to think about it.
That's...
Mm-hmm. Just moving one hand, it's there.
What were you reflecting about courage, Maeve? What was the...
Well, because you have mentioned having the courage to understand reality several times today.
Right courage.
Yes, and I wasn't...
Not always wrong courage. There must be the difference between the courage.
That's it.
Between courage, right and wrong virya.
Yes, I didn't realize that courage was virya.
When it arises with akusala, it's not the right one.
No.
And patience is also virya, I think.
When you've several times stressed the importance of courage to develop right understanding, you are actually just referring to right virya, which develops with
understanding. Courage to understand visible object.
But it could be that at that moment this courage works to draw one away from following wrong practices.
It's only the term courage or discourage, but actually it's the kusala or the akusala. This courage to kill.
Courage to be sleeping. Virya, when you move your hand?
Depending on citta at that moment, whether it's kusala or akusala, but there must be virya with it.
So when you say have courage to develop understanding, this is just speaking conventionally in a way, but because right virya arises with right understanding anyway, so why not just say develop understanding or let understanding develop?
Because people think about courage all the time.
I see.
Whether there is that courage to understand visible object right now, or courage to understand seeing right now, or this courage to know it.
So it's just a conventional...
But in this context, usually the idea is that there is courage to not have any aversion to the idea of not having understanding.
No self.
Yeah, so it is understanding, because based on understanding.
Courage is courage, so it depends on with what type of citta it arises with.
I said the courage to be sleepy. Is there virya even when we are sleepy, when we are thinking that we want to sleep or we want to rest? There's
okay.
Virya.
When it's seeing, there's no virya. But when it's sleepiness, it is virya to be such stage.
No virya with seeing, because no virya with ten.
The ten, okay, the sets.
But with all other cheetahs.
Yes.
No, 16.
16, the ten. And
16, the cheetah without roots.
Okay.
So there are altogether 18 types, and only the Manodhava Ravachana, the first Viti Chitta of the mind door, and the Arahata Smile. So we don't think of that like the Arahata Smile. No need to talk about that. But the moment of thinking, even the first moment of thought, is it needs Viriya to condition such thinking. Each moment of thinking, there must be Viriya to condition thinking. And while one is asleep, is there Viriya?
I don't know.
There it is. That's why it's so beneficial to understand the teachings clearer and clearer. Otherwise, we cannot think about it, whether there is or there's not.
With Bhavanga Chitta, there is Viriya.
Only 16 Chittas without Viriya.
There's also concentration while asleep, isn't there?
Yeah, every moment.
Yeah.
To the unknown object.
Mm.
By conditions, because it's vipaka.
And sati.
So one can see how can just a reality arise. Many conditionalities to condition such a reality to arise. It shows the anatomy of reality. Nobody can do anything. Even Viriya, there are conditions for its arising. Now, Viriya.